With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The SAVE Act, which has passed the House, is now awaiting a Senate vote on a bill that aims to prevent non-citizens from registering to vote. Correspondent Bill Alexander reports senators will have recent polling to consider when they take it up as early as next week.
A poll from Rasmussen Reports finds that a majority of likely voters are concerned about non-citizens voting in American elections. 55% say that it's likely that non-citizens vote in American elections. And a Pew Research Center survey found that 83% of Americans support mandatory photo ID for voting.
In addition, a Gallup poll published in late 2024 found similar results. 84% of Americans support requiring a photo ID to vote. Blizzard warnings up for New York City, New Jersey, Boston, and communities along the Upper East Coast as a late winter storm approaches. It'll probably get going this afternoon and into tonight. The Supreme Court's trade ruling on tariffs aside, economist Steve Moore says President Trump's trade policies have been hugely successful across the board.
I do think he's done a masterful job of using tariffs as a way to negotiate concessions and lower tariffs in other countries imposed upon us. And so he feels like it's really critical that he has that authority so that he can use it as a negotiating tool.
Moore made his comments on the Salem Radio Network. Thousands of nurses at a major New York hospital system have approved a new contract, voting to end a strike after more than a month. The nurses' union announcing the results yesterday. More than 4,000 in privately run New York Presbyterian system have been on strike since the 12th of January. They are now due to start returning to work in this coming week. This is SRN News. The former U.S. Ambassador-at-Large for International Religious Freedom is issuing a warning. Testifying before a congressional committee this month, Sam Brownback said that China is leading a surge in persecution around the globe. He pointed to Beijing's sale of surveillance technology to dictators in Asia and Africa who use those devices to restrict religious freedom. According to Brownback, quote, there's an alliance of nations that sees religious freedom as the greatest internal threat to their dictatorial control. The community of faith has become the target of this dark alliance. The Patriarch of Armenia's Apostolic Church has been indicted and banned from leaving the country. Patriarch Karakin has been charged with obstructing the enforcement of a judicial act and prevented from attending a major church convocation in Austria. Armenia is in the grip of a church-state conflict, with priests accusing the government of failing to protect the country from incursions by its neighbor, mostly Muslim Azerbaijan. This is SRN News. It's all English all the time for professional drivers.
All truckers and bus drivers will have to take their commercial driver's license tests in English as the Trump administration expands its aggressive campaign to improve safety in the industry and get unqualified drivers off the road. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announced the latest effort Friday to ensure that drivers understand English well enough to read road signs and communicate with law enforcement officers. Keith Peters, Washington.
Woody Colon, a key creator of urban salsa, has passed away. He was 75 years old. His family and manager confirmed his death on social media posts. Colon was a trombonist, composer, arranger, and singer. He recorded more than 40 albums that have sold tens of millions worldwide, collaborated with a wide range of artists, including the Fania All-Stars, David Byrne, and Celia Cruz. This is SRN News.